This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. In case you're wondering what's on the Traeger grill today, we have grilled chicken fajitas, beef and cheese taquitos, chips and guac, or taquitos. How's my Spanish?
You should taquit while you're ahead.
Okay. Okay. Oh, he's killing it right now.
Yes, he is. Who has it better than we do? Nobody. We may have Friday beers a little bit later on as well.
Let's go.
I know. Seton goes, aren't we supposed to get like a couple of cases of Miller Lite? And I go, we got it. He goes, where is it? I go, I'm hiding it right now. I'm not going to leave it out for these guys, the backroom guys, dive into my stash there a little later on. Maybe final segment of the show, I'll bring out those beers. If you've wondered about daylight savings, and you want to know if we're going to keep it, should we keep it? Boy, this is the place for you coming up in about 40 minutes. We are going to have a professor on from the University of Virginia who is going to talk about why we need to get rid of daylight savings. It's coming up this weekend. There are certain places, though. Like, isn't there like a small swath in Indiana, like Evansville, Indiana?
Yeah, kind of like that east... West of Indiana, they don't change. Some southern Indiana, there's like a swath, not the whole state, but there's pieces. Okay. And then Arizona is itself.
Okay.
Yeah. Still 4 o'clock here. Sorry, I know we closed. Yes, because it's still 4 o'clock here. That's why it's closed.
But we did this because back in wartime, World War I and World War II, to conserve energy resources. But do we need it now? We'll bring on a professor who will talk about that coming up in a little bit. Your next great movie night is here. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, Oscar nominated, and streaming on Peacock. That's one impressive cat, as they would say. You can watch this program on Peacock. You can download the app, watch for free. Say good morning to Chat Row and our radio affiliates around the country. Fritzy is still reaching out to celebrities. Entries have to be submitted by the 15th of this month. And that'll be before the first round tip-off at noon Eastern on Thursday. That'll be March 16th. Yes, Pauline?
So far in the celebrity bracket contest, Fritzy has 15 yeses, 32 noes, 173 awaiting response.
I'm trying not to take that personally. Maybe they're still mulling it over.
173.
Yeah, that's a lot of people who aren't quite sure if they want to be in the celebrity bracket.
They're on the fence.
If you're even close to famous and you're listening to this right now, you should be offended if you weren't.
Dude, what's up with these noes, bro?
Derek Carr said no.
Yeah, he's just focusing on the Saints right now.
Justin Herbert said no.
That was surprising.
Joe Burrow said no.
That hurt my feelings.
Tua Tagovailoa said no. Rory McIlroy said no.
What's Rory's problem?
Come on.
Rory McIlroy said no. What's his problem?
Matthew McConaughey?
What?
I get why Nicolas Cage would say no.
Why? You're doing that, you gave that whole paid
because
promotion
he's
for
Nick
him?
Cage. Bill Burr said no.
He loves sports.
Jim Gaffigan. I am baffled. Shocked. Garth Brooks said no.
Yeah.
But Toby Keith and Kenny Chesney may join us, and Tim McGraw.
Joy Behar's undecided.
Kristen Bell.
You're either in or you're not. It's only 5 days. I got to get all these brackets in. We need them in 5 days from now. You can't be on the fence too much longer.
Tom Hanks is not going to join us.
You never know.
Jason Sudeikis.
Bill Burr. Come on, dude.
Henry Winkler.
He said, hey, I'm not interested.
Mike Tyson's not going to join us.
I don't understand the whole thing. You want to talk about pigeons, that's fine.
Jason Statham is not going to join us. Daryl Hall is not going to join us, but John Oates might be back in.
We hope. We love John Oates.
Okay. Jessica Alba is a firm no. Chris Tucker might join us.
Never know.
Okay.
We're striking out big.
Yeah. You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Is that your Chris
Tucker?
That's
Chris Tucker. That's all I know about Chris Tucker. I just remember seeing that promo. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Chris Tucker is going to be in the new movie called Air with Ben Affleck, Matt Damon.
He is, and I didn't even know that until I saw him and Ben Affleck promoting it over All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
He comes out once in a blue moon.
Okay, how many movies has Chris Tucker been in the last decade?
Decade?
Decade.
All right, let's go back. On his IMDb, he kind of broke out as Smokey in Friday. Everyone remembers that, 1995. Mm-hmm. After that, he was in a bunch of stuff. Okay. You know, Jackie Brown, Rush Hour, blah, blah, blah. Then Rush Hour 2, and then it stopped. Rush Hour 3 happened in 07. Mm-hmm. Silver Linings Playbook in 2012.
Oh, so he plays Bradley Cooper's buddy.
Right.
Okay.
Smaller role, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay. The movie Air, and then Rush Hour 4 is in development
for
2024. Okay. In the past 10 years, Chris Tucker has been in...
Zero.
One music video, and something called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, which is... It's like a wartime movie.
Mm.
That he was one of the stars of. But I have one movie in the past 10 years.
Is that a stat of the day? Brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
We're 13 years between Rush Hours.
Okay, but he probably made really good money with Rush Hour.
But he could have made a lot more. Very popular guy.
Oh, well, maybe... Just didn't find a project that he wanted to attach himself to.
Waiting for the right thing?
I guess. That's what I've been doing lately.
He makes Daniel Day-Lewis look busy.
Yeah.
He didn't want to get typecast as someone funny and successful.
For others.
Let me see. Pat Benatar. You reached out to Pat Benatar?
I did. I don't know. I just felt like it.
Carly Simon?
You were talking about You're So Vain recently, and I'm like, Carly Simon?
Ione Sky?
Yeah, say anything.
We reached out to Berlin.
Actually, she didn't say anything yet about whether she was going to participate.
Who else did you reach out to? Art Garfunkel? Simon and Garfunkel.
It only takes one or two of these, and it'll be like, oh, my God, really? They're doing it? We had that with Michael Douglas. Why not?
By the way, I'm at dinner at home last night, and I put on Simon and Garfunkel because I wanted to remember Art Garfunkel's voice. And if you listen to Bridge Over Troubled Waters, if I heard him do that live, I'd cry. I would, because, and I don't know if he was on the Rolling Stone top 200 voices or singers. We should check that, but there are very few male singers who can go where he goes on that song. It's remarkable. And then I was listening this morning, you know, they have quite a few hits, Simon and Garfunkel, but Art is, I think he's in his 80s now. And Simon, you know, Paul Simon is still performing, but Art's the singer here. I mean, Paul sings, but you can tell. Art takes you to a place not many people can take you.
When you're weary, feeling small.
But I love how it builds. This would bring me to tears if I heard this live. And I'm just going to play it till we get to the point where you go, oh, my God, you got me.
Oh, yeah, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So here we are. This ain't it. It's coming. So he's building the energy, getting his lungs ready. Vocal cords are good, because now we're going to bring down the hammer. Slow build.
Okay.
Give it to me, Art. Got a quick poll update there, Seton? If you'd like to get in touch with us, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com.
Keep it, dump it. Art Garfunkel. Keep it, dump it.
Oh, man. No, no, Marv. Don't you dare fade that down. Because when we go to the cookout in your neighborhood, I want to put this on. Here we go.
Bring it home, Art. Bring it home.
No, no, not yet. There's no joke coming up here. And pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down.
Put your arms down, please.
Going all 4:53 of this, or
no?
We just got to cut it off at some point.
No,
so it's coming up.
That was it.
Oh, that was the part.
That was it.
Yeah, man, I am spent.
Oh,
I can't hear that song without. Unfortunately, the Sweeney Sisters really ruined that song for me.
Oh,
if you remember, Saturday Night Live used to do a bit back in the day with these two lounge singers, and they were called the Sweeney Sisters, and one. Bit they're up at like a resort in Vermont, a ski resort, and they're singing and the thing, and Paul Simon comes in, and it was like Jane Curtin or somebody, I forget who it was, but she's singing that. Like, it's very funny.
Really? Rolling Stone.
A lot funnier than the last 5 minutes that we just did.
Hey.
That wasn't meant to be funny.
Oh, sorry, that's right.
You know, this isn't always about laughs or about sports.
You're right.
This is about
an
impact.
Can't we take something
serious? I'm giving the audience something, and they could take this later in the day.
Because somewhere right now, there is somebody who's like, hey, Art Garfunkel is a genius.
No, I don't think people recognize that.
He's not on the list of 200 greatest singers of all time by Rolling Stone.
Yeah, and Rolling Stone is trash. Okay?
Fair.
Rolling Stone is trash.
Fair.
Because of that. Okay.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Art Garfunkel. I think he's 81 or 82 years of age. Beautiful tenor.
He was 81 when the segment started.
he was 80 when it started. Just letting people know.
In case they forgot.
I feel bad, though, if you clicked on your radio and you're like, oh, let me see what Dan's doing on the show, and I got Art Garfunkel.
Is Aaron Rodgers a Jet?
Kevin Durant's injury. Over troubled water. I figured you would love that, Todd.
I absolutely did love it.
I didn't hear any support.
I was researching where Garfunkel was ranked on the top 100 voices,
okay.
And Rolling Stone 2008 says 86.
All right. Yeah. What, Marv?
So I'm going to play a song for Fritzy, Tenderness by General Public. That gets him emotional, just like Bridge Over Troubled Water gets you emotional.
Like an 80s song. It's one of my songs.
I don't know if we can handle more emotion in this segment.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, that's the problem with men. We can't handle emotion. There's nothing wrong with just displaying it. Like, I love you guys.
Remember when Brian McKnight was in studio singing, like, the most romantic song
ever
of all time?
Yes.
And the five of us were just looking at each other. Like, I couldn't even make eye contact with you guys. I was like, oh, my God, this is, what are we doing?
Yeah, right? Brian shouldn't be singing this to us.
Yeah, because it was gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
We were falling in love with it.
And I look to my right, and there's Paul. Like, hey, man.
Yeah, just...
eyeing Paul 8 feet away.
Hi, Paul. So next, what do you want to do next? Yeah.
I've never looked at Paul that way again.
Caressing you? He's looking at me. What? Yeah.
Let's go grab a beer and lift weights.
Yeah, turn the lights low. So is Don Mattingly next?
Let's go have a steak. All right. Well, welcome to the program. Hey, it went off the rails earlier. That's because of Fritzy.
It is.
You took me here.
My apologies.
You took me to Art Garfield.
We'll get back on track.
No NCAA bids. This is where Paulie encourages me to talk sports. He'll be like, I got to talk sports. No NCAA bids last night. Quiet on the Ja Morant front. And Kevin Durant, 2 to 3 weeks. That's about all we know. No idea about LeBron. And that pretty much brings us up to date on sports. Patrick Ewing, our buddy, got fired yesterday at Georgetown. Let's see. Let me get to Andrew in Washington. Our good buddy Sean Salisbury, the former quarterback, is going to join us coming up. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Just wiping away a few tears.
Yeah.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
And very nice of all of you. Anyways, hey, real quick, I think Draymond would just be Dylan Brooks if he wasn't on the Warriors and won championships. If he was on the Kings, like we said before, he's not getting all this stuff. He didn't have rings and couldn't go to rings. Nobody would even pay attention to him. So, again, I still stand by it. Dylan Brooks, see you later. Get off of Memphis. Memphis will be a better team for it. They wouldn't have all that distraction. Yesterday, Brandy in Iowa, shout out, great end to the show with the joke about Ryan and Honolulu. But I would like an update after the stat of the day that I have of the MVD race. Last year, this time around the quarter turn, Todd was way ahead in the race. And I know he's trying really hard because we've had a big Fritzy Friday today. But Marv seems like he's taking the lead after the Super Bowl with his great interview skills of the 49ers. He's had Marv Madness. He's also had the cookout music. So just kind of wanted an update, not to make Todd any more Friday-er than he is. But on that note, I do have a stat of the day if I could have some music quickly. With 24 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists, Domantas Sabonis tied his career high with his ninth triple-double of the season. Sabonis also tallied career total best in rebounds and assists for the season. What do you say? Light the beam.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. By the way, we're celebrating Marv Madness at danpatrick.com. Go to the sales section. Find shirts on sale for as low as $15 while supplies last. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We'll check in with a professor about daylight savings time. Is it on its way out? Yeah, if we didn't turn you off with Art Garfunkel, we're going to talk daylight savings coming up in a little bit. Also, he's Coach Beard on Ted Lasso. Brendan Hunt will stop by as well. Back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com can help you. If you own a small business, you know the value of time. They've made it easy for you to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Now, what does that mean? ERC assistance can help you. If your business eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee, and if you kept them on payroll during COVID, Get Refunds can help you with that. They've already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help you as well. No charge up front either. They don't get paid until you do or your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe that they won't qualify or didn't qualify based off incomplete and outdated information. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. GetRefunds.com. Get started, and it's going to take you less than 10 minutes to see if you qualify. GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, You can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Who was this, Marv?
That was Bobby Brown.
Oh, Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Paulie was definitely at Club MTV with Downtown Julie Brown during this era.
Cool.
Yeah.
Downtown Julie Brown. Were there two Julie Browns?
Yes. There is Downtown Julie Brown, who was the host on MTV. Then there's Julie Brown, who's like a singer and comedian.
Hmm.
She's got red hair.
Okay.
They're both in the same era, though.
Okay. I remember being in New York, and they'd do that MTV show, and they would be outside in Times Square, and it was a big deal.
Oh, what? Total Request Live?
Yeah,
TRL?
TRL.
Early Carson Daly.
Yeah, Carson Daly. Absolutely. All right, we'll get some more phone calls coming up. Daylight savings time. Do we need it? It's happening this weekend. We'll talk to a professor who is he testifying in front of Congress? Do we know the background on this professor?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the article I read said it's in Congress right now. They're looking at it like some type of vote.
But is he going to be in Congress testifying?
I think either he's going to testify or they're using his research in presentation.
Oh, okay. Right. Let's bring in Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Just celebrated his 60th birthday. Happy birthday, Sean.
Thank you. Tough sledding by throwing that 60 on me, Daddy.
And I had the under with you, you know.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, look, see the moneymaker right here, Daniel? It 40-ish, 45. No, I'm good. It's just another year, man, just another year. And I had my German chocolate cake with chocolate icing is my go-to cake. There you go.
Could you throw the ball 50 yards right now?
Yeah.
Could you throw it 60?
Probably give me about a week to warm up and get going. Probably be in this little over 60 now. Yeah. It may not land in the ocean if I'm standing in a boat, but I could, like, you know, remember when they did punt, pass, and kick, Dan?
Yeah.
You know, when they put the line out there and you throw it, you've got to, they measured how far and then how far off the line. Now, mine may go out there farther than Andy Reid's when he was doing it, but it might end up in an 18th row to somebody's mom. So, yeah, I could still throw it. I just can't move it.
It, you know, when I look back on that video with Andy Reid as a, what, a 13-year-old, and it almost feels like it's a Saturday Night Live skit where you have somebody who's three, it'd be like Chris Farley going out there with kids who are, you know, 5 years old. And has Andy talked about that?
I don't know if any, I've never seen like a national interview where it's like, dude, could you walk us through your punt, pass, and kick preparation? You know what really would have got us, Dan? Doesn't he look like, you know, like Lou the Toe Groza? Andy only had to kick straight on, right? Square-toed it, right, with his tennis shoe.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he'd have really shocked the world and stepped back and then went soccer style on him?
Like Pete Gogolak.
And his brother Charlie Gogolak.
Charlie Gogolak. I like that. The Texans aren't on the clock. We've been focusing on the Chicago Bears up top. But I know it came out yesterday or day before. Maybe the Texans are interested in Jimmy Garoppolo, which might sound like tampering before you're allowed to tamper. But the Texans going to take whatever quarterback the Bears or the person who or team that goes up top, they take number one?
Yeah, Dan, I think it's below, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, in that 4 or 5 range or lower that the Texans trade up. I think they believe that if Bryce Young is gone, that C.J. Stroud can be a player. And he, listen, I love potential, but I like production first, Dan. And when you talk about risk reward or your risk tolerance or the if, Bryce Young's got the least amount of ifs in his game. You and I have discussed this in the past. I don't like ifs around guys I'm going to take that high, if a guy's accurate, if he lives up to the hype. The only if for Bryce Young is, well, can he handle the hits? Well, we'll see. Can anybody handle the hits? So if they're in the two hole, which I think they'll stay there, in my opinion, I think they believe C.J. Stroud will be a player. But I do not believe that that takes them out of the Jimmy Garoppolo sweepstakes. It's familiarity. They know how to coach the first, second, third stringer. Jimmy could be on a walk in and start. And I think it'd be an ideal situation. I think there's not only mutual interest, if the price is right, I think you're going to see Garoppolo. And I do think you're going to see a quarterback drafted with a number two pick because Stroud can play as well.
How much optimism would you have if you're a Jets fan right now?
Are we including Aaron Rodgers or not?
Well, that's part of the optimism. If you believe in it, so how much optimism would you have that he's going to, that they're going to get this done?
A lot. I think it's stale in Green Bay. And as much as I love Aaron Rodgers, and I do, and I think he's a fantastic player, I think he'll play great football if he's a Jet or somewhere else. And I think the Jets need to find out about Jordan Love. And I think the leadership, I think there comes a point in time when you say, is the headache worth the talent? And I think with all that's gone on, the headache isn't anymore for Green Bay, but they'll welcome the migraine if it is that or a slight headache in New York. Listen, when's the last time, Dan, they had that guy at quarterback? They thought Zach Wilson, but when you got a guy who's a Hall of Famer, could win an MVP still, and takes a team that was on the cusp last year of getting to that spot and take them over the top. This should be the most optimism Jets fans have had in a long time, because they'll have the best quarterback or the most publicized quarterback since what? Joe Willie Namath? Favre was there, but Favre wasn't as good at Rodgers at this stage when he got to the Jets. I think they should have great optimism, especially in that division that's loaded with skill set and quarterbacks that can play their ass off.
But this is what I don't understand. If you're Aaron Rodgers, you're going to get paid wherever you go. Now it's about winning a second Super Bowl. Does he have a better chance winning that in the AFC with the Jets, or in a watered-down NFC by staying with the Packers?
Far more in the NFC. Dan, think about this. The Packers really don't have to approve anything through Aaron, right? He didn't have a no-trade clause. They can ship it wherever he wants, wherever they want to go. And you're asking the Packers, okay, when are we going to find out about Jordan Love? Aaron obviously gives us a better chance to win. He's Aaron Rodgers. But the NFC, outside of Philadelphia and a healthy quarterback in San Francisco, who's a dominant threat? There really isn't one. Those are the two you start with. We keep talking about the Cowboys and other teams. The AFC, the gauntlet you've got to go through.
Yeah.
Think about this. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, Dan, he's just finishes like fourth or fifth in the AFC quarterback slate, depending on where the Herberts and Allens, and if Lamar gets it, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, they're loaded. So that is a very difficult place to go. Easier path in the NFC. But if you're Green Bay, Dan, do you want to do this again? Do you want to push this off again? And if the headache is too big and you say, leadership, the way the players in the building are reacting, it may be time to go. And if you're Aaron Rodgers and you like a challenge, you'll get one in New York. And if you go two games and throw a couple picks, you'll hear about it too. So, but for the Jets, it's a must-do if you can pull it off.
Help me understand this. I know the Ravens, what they're doing with Lamar, and the question is, does somebody want to go in and give them two first-round picks and then pay him whatever that money is that he's going to want? But if you're the Bengals and you're the Chargers, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, are they asking for $230 million guaranteed? Are they asking for Deshaun Watson money? And do those franchises give that money to those two quarterbacks?
I think they're going to ask for a lot more than that, Dan, when Burrow and Herbert's time come. I do. We're looking at that's going to get up to even. We're already in rarefied air.
But guaranteed money is the new thing.
Right. I mean, that's exactly right. You're right, Dan. $50 million a year and guarantee 5 years at, or whatever, $250 million guarantee it all. That's the Cleveland Browns opened up that Pandora's box, and now the rest of the world, if you keep giving it, you're going to have to keep paying it, because no matter what Lamar gets, you damn well know, because it's just the way it works in sports, that Joe Burrow and Herbert are not only going to ask for it, but if you gave it to Lamar too, they're going to get it. Now, I'm going to back up here for a second. I think the Ravens are absolutely out of their mind if they don't do what they can to sign Lamar Jackson. He's worth two first-round picks, but I wouldn't be willing. Those guys are hard to find. And now you bring what I think is one of the five best coordinators in sports right now in Todd Monk in there. I think it's a beautiful match. But I get the resistance to say, here's 250 guaranteed million. But I think he's had a better start to his career than Deshaun Watson. The question is Baltimore willing to mortgage their franchise and risk a guy who's high risk on the edge running it, has been banged up, but brings you such dynamic playmaking? If he was in this draft, you'd pick him first, knowing what his skill level is and what he's done in the NFL. That's where you'd take him. So with that in mind, if I'm the Ravens, I'm not letting him go, but I'm still not also paying 100% guarantee. I'll get close, but he's not getting 100% guarantee. That's the Cleveland Browns' fault. Doesn't mean I have to do it.
All right, but if Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson are in this year's draft, who's going number
one? You just for the simple pure Dan, you know this. We build from inside out from the quarterback position too. We want the guy who can deliver it from the hula hoop in the pocket and then expand him, and he can buy time. And all three of them can. But the level of Pat, it'd go Burrow, and you could have the argument with Lamar or Herbert, but I think because the purity and the physical specimen and the size, and knowing the injury history right now, you'd probably put Herbert second. All three of them are deserving. I would pay Lamar Jackson and keep him in Baltimore, because you're just not going to wake up, fall out of bed, and land on another Lamar Jackson. Joe Burrow and Herbert are also going to get paid when that conversation takes place.
Talking to Sean Salisbury, host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. OBJ is working out for teams today, and I know that he narrowed it down to the Giants, Cowboys, and Bills. This just seems like a foregone conclusion that Jerry Jones is going to bring him in. Right? I mean, it's about star power.
Yeah, it is, Dan. He loves star power. And quite frankly, Dan, think about that franchise. CeeDee Lamb, really good player, but they still are looking for another home run hitter, dominant player. And I don't know how many times we're going to keep making excuses for the Cowboys offense and Dak Prescott, but you keep loading them up and they keep doing it. You can't get beat in the first round of the playoffs or get curb stomped in the second round. So I think it seems star power. It seems like a natural fit. And they've got good players. It'd be a good place for him to go, but you know where he's going to go, Dan, where the money's the best and the opportunity presents itself with Odell Beckham.
Yeah, I as much as I would go to Buffalo because I got a better chance of being,
no doubt,
you know, a Super Bowl contender, the Giants, you know, that might be a mirage. You know, maybe they're going to be a formidable team, but I would stay in Dallas. He wants to go to Dallas. You get to play indoors, you're America's team, you're on national TV. I mean, all those things have to factor in for OBJ here. I don't want to go to that weather in Buffalo. Plus,
right.
Stephon Diggs is the number one guy there. And even though CeeDee Lamb is great, because he's already shown that he could blend in with Cooper Kupp with the Rams and be a complimentary figure there. Just feels like it's Dallas.
And, Dan, no doubt about it. Plus, with his experience, if he's fully healthy and running like we know he can or close, I'm not so sure that he's not the number one there. Who knows? So it's six and one half dozen the other. I'm talking about with CeeDee Lamb in Dallas. So there's still another level to his game and more weapons, more opportunity. And like you said, better weather and a clearer path to get to the postseason in the NFC than the AFC. Dan, can I ask you one question?
Yes, you can.
If your career was on the line with these four quarterbacks in this draft, I gave you 30 days to get ready for a game, and your career was on the line, and they all have the same talent, which quarterback are you taking first?
This is one game?
One game, and I got to win it for you to save your career as a coach, and you get 30 days to prepare. Which one of these four drafted of the big four are you taking?
I'd take Bryce Young. Yeah.
Dan, and you know what? The risk, reward, but also think about when you talk about the things that guys don't have, tell me, he's got everything you want, production, there's potential, he's a playmaker, high football IQ. Not saying the others don't, but the safest pick, even though he's the smallest, it's got to be Bryce Young on production and the way people talk about him. It's amazing at 195 pounds, he's not supposed to be an it guy. But now at 204 pounds, all of a sudden, well, Dan, we gained 9 pounds. Yeah. Hell, if size matters when it comes to the size of a quarterback, I'd have a Hall of Fame jacket behind you in your studio. So there you go. So I'm just anxious to see how the combine works over into people's oh my gosh factor after what we saw.
Good to talk to you. Again, happy birthday. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, buddy. You too. Always great to talk to you, buddy.
Sean Salisbury, host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. A couple of phone calls in here. Darren in Montana. Hi, Darren. What's on your mind today?
Howdy. First time, long time. 5'11", 205 and improving. I just want to start by saying, Marvin, you got a small hands friend in me. Paulie, you said earlier that they'd be eliminating daylight savings time, correct?
Yeah, in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I will bet you that they keep daylight savings time and get rid of standard.
Now you're getting a little over my head here. Yeah.
This is a technicality.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like something I do.
Yeah,
this is a technicality.
Thank you, dear. See. Somehow calling your bluff there, Paul?
Yeah, he's probably some guy who's real smart and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we don't like those guys.
Nope.
No. Speaking of daylight savings, what's the future? Find out next on the Dan Patrick Show. We celebrate teams that three-peat. Well, I celebrate Simply Safe. They've three-peated. You're saying, well, wait, what did they win? U.S. News recently named Simply Safe the best home security system of 2023, but also 2022 and 2021. There's your three-peat. Simply Safe is trusted by experts and customers alike. They've been partners of ours for over a decade, and I wouldn't tell you about somebody that I didn't truly believe in. Designed with cutting-edge technology, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, also all only Simply Safe has Fast Protect technology. In an emergency, agents use this and they will capture critical evidence to verify a threat is real so you get priority police dispatch. The service costs under $1 a day, and that's less than half the price traditional home security systems will charge you. Customize the perfect system in your home. Just takes a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. You start by going to SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What do you have here, Marv?
This is a song by Prince called 17 Days. It's one of those for like real fans. This is the B-side of When Doves Cry.
Oh.
It's just a personal favorite. That's it.
All right. Players Championship is underway. You can watch on NBC, Golf Channel, and Peacock. The 17th hole, the Island Green. And is that where the tournament will turn? You can see the coverage later today on Golf Channel. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. He is a professor of biology at the University of Virginia. His name is Ignacio Provincio, or you can call him Iggy. And we wanted to have him on because he would like the United States to switch to permanent standard time, not daylight savings time. And the professor joins us now on the program. How'd you get involved in this, Iggy?
Well, I've had an interest in this for a long time since I was a graduate student, and I've been interested in circadian rhythm. So we have this internal 24-hour clock that dictates when we sleep, when we're awake. And so this longstanding interest has been something that I've pursued for over 35 years now.
Take us back to when it started. And because it feels like there were, I think I grew up thinking it was for farmers and realized that it was about World War I and World War II.
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, in World War I, daylight savings time was implemented for the first time in order to conserve coal. So it was really an energy saving thing. And then it was discontinued. And then in World War II, it was then enacted again. At the time, it was called wartime. And then it wasn't until, and then after that, all the jurisdictions had the liberty to either have daylight savings time or not. So you can imagine the confusion that that caused. And finally, in 1966, it was made permanent by Congress through the Uniform Time Act.
Well, on Tuesday, didn't the U.S. Senate pass the bill to make daylight savings time year-round?
Yeah.
Okay. And now it goes to the House of Representatives?
Right. And last year, the Sunshine Protection Act was put forth and actually passed in the Senate by Senator Rubio in Florida. But it was stopped in the House last year. And my hope is that it will be stopped in the House this year, because permanent daylight savings time is the greater of two evils, and that being, well, actually, the second evil would be the current situation that we're in now, where we switch twice a year. The best situation would be to be on permanent standard time.
Give me some of the positives of what we have now, if there are any, in your opinion.
I think emotionally, I personally like having, you know, more light later into the night, but it's completely unnatural. So I think the advantages are really minor compared to the disadvantages. There's some real health consequences to the current situation. So actually, the consequences are basically twofold. The first is that when we actually move the clocks, the day after we move the clocks, there's a higher incidence of heart attacks. The spring shift alone has been blamed for an additional 28 traffic fatalities every year. So the actual times when we move the clocks are actually quite dangerous. And then in addition to that, there are the long-term effects of having a shifted clock being out of synchrony with the natural light-dark cycle. So this really all started with the advent of the light bulb. The light bulb has allowed us to be working when we should be asleep. And our mid-sleep should actually coincide with astronomical midnight, right? So the middle of the night should be the middle of our sleep.
Are you anti-light bulb, Professor? Is that what you're saying? You're anti-light bulb?
Yeah, that's me. No, I understand the benefits of the light bulb. Don't get me wrong. But it has actually screwed up our natural timing system.
Okay, yeah. So how does this end? How do you think the House of Representatives votes on this?
I don't know. I'm a biologist. I'm not a political scientist. But my hope is that they will not vote for permanent daylight saving time. But we'll see. We'll see.
Is there an ideal nap time during the day? And length of nap?
Yeah. I think you're best off not napping and just, you know, sleeping a significant number of hours during the night. So I would argue that there's not an ideal nap time, that you just shouldn't nap. If you are sleep deprived, then you probably should nap at some point. I'm not sure there's an ideal nap time per se.
And it's still 8 hours? That's
8 hours is optimal. I mean, our ancestors actually slept longer. And in fact, we slept longer during the winter when the nights were longer, and we slept shorter during the summer when the nights were shorter. But if you can get 8 hours, you're probably doing pretty well. You know, the consequences of being out of sync with your environment are, you know, quite severe. There's an increased risk of cancer. There's an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. There's an increased risk of metabolic disorders such as diabetes. And even for athletic performance, an old study showed that West Coast teams traveling to the East Coast were at a 1.24 run disadvantage by having to travel all those time zones.
We have one of our guys here, Paulie, is saying in 2 years, we will not have this. It'll be gone. What do you think?
Daylight saving time will be gone?
Yeah.
Could be. I mean, there was a recent poll by Monmouth. This poll showed that 44% of the respondents actually were in favor of permanent daylight savings time. Only 13% wanted it to be permanent standard time, which I think is the correct way of proceeding. And about 35% wanted the current system that we have. So it is popular. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. But just from a biological standpoint, it's not the best of the options.
Good to talk to you, Professor. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you very much.
That's Professor Ignacio Provencio, biology professor, University of Virginia. You can call him Iggy. I don't know. Did we clear it up there for you, Paulie?
I mean, he gives a lot of negatives, like the health things, the mental things.
Yeah.
Can't see, if this is presented in front of Congress, I can't imagine voting against it.
You know, I'm not moving my clock this weekend.
Out of protest?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
For you.
So, you know, the showtime on Monday, next Monday, might be different when I show up. But I'm going to do that as a show of protest.
Dude's like, go to sleep at 8, wake up at 4?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And no nap.
No nap.
Like, he lost me there with no nap. I mean, come on.
Come on, Iggy.
Come on, Iggy.
Smart guy.
Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Dan Atz.
Hey, Tom.
I was listening to that sad song, and I was thinking, could that possibly have been on the Dan Patrick playlist in the car leaving Jenny Batchy's dorm room?
It's too soon. These are still open wounds with what happened 50 years ago. I mean, we talked about it yesterday.
You got to stop picking that scab, buddy.
I know. Yeah.
You're the one reopening your wounds.
I don't mean to. To move past it, I have to fully vent. And that's what I'm just trying to let this audience in on understanding. You may think I have everything. Looks, voice, Hall of Fame, shooting ability. I got it all. But I'm just letting everybody know. Even when you think that person has everything, they don't.
Hey, Jenny, you want to come over and watch me shoot hoops?
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't an ideal date when you say to a girl, hey, you want to watch me shoot basketball? And you know, that's it. You just sit there and watch. You can applaud if you want, or ooh or nah. Or, you know, you can rebound for me. Yeah, Paul.
You didn't have a car either, did you?
I did not.
That hurts.
I had a 10-speed bicycle.
Ooh.
And it wasn't built for two. Final hour coming up. He's Coach Beard. Brendan Hunt, the actor from Ted Lasso. More phone calls as well. And it's a Meat Friday. Final hour coming up. One more item. We close out hour two. Panini America, the official trading cards, and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Available in packs or at Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. You got the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. You know, by the way, these are the official products of the NFL, the NBA, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Make sure you check out the newly released NFL Mosaic. We got the Donruss cards in, Prism, NBA Hoops, and more of your favorite Panini brands now available as NFTs. And by the way, the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. One-of-a-kind digital cards. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. That's the NFT marketplace. So visit PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.